Unit.
Welcome to another bonus episode of Talking More Bollocks. It's me. Yeah, don't do the intro, so it's been a while. I'm a bit rusty. We're back. We're live. We're a twist. And the twist isn't that Terrence is back. The twist is that Darden Cleary is here, stepping in for producer Aaron. Darden, how are you?
Hello.
How's things, bro?
Yeah, good.
Are you nervous? Tell me the gospel truth right now.
I'm not nervous.
Why are you laughing then? That was a nervous laugh if I've ever heard one.
Do you remember the game Nervous?
Oh,
I think we're talking about two, and we all remember the same game. Does it involve a hand?
It does involve a hand.
See,
and that's what made me nervous.
Right, for anyone out there that doesn't know the game, with the voice, you make sure there's no children around. It involves someone putting their hand on the inside of your toy and pushing it upwards.
They go up your leg, don't they?
The inside of your toy.
Yeah.
Until you say, "I'm nervous," or else they don't stop.
Yeah.
Right. I'm nervous thinking about the game. Nervous and how that's going to come across on the airwaves. Owen Brennan's going to run amok when he listens back to this and be like, "You let them talk about that."
That was the first thing he said.
Defamation.
You tore up your head case. Another thing as well. So for people that actually don't know, Terrence and Darden might be related because they go on like two brothers. They do nothing but bicker and argue and fight and kill each other and then make up and hug each other. And
it's all love though.
Is it?
I think
it's a love-hate relationship.
No, it's definitely
you love hating him and he hates loving you.
Yeah.
There's probably an element of that, yeah.
Yeah.
But it always ends with a kiss.
Yeah.
He only makes that noise on the bonus episode. He doesn't do it in real life. He doesn't do it on a normal episode.
That's on the soundboard.
It's like when I talk about money when I'm on the bonus episodes. Carl, remember you said I go back in time.
Yeah, he's like pence 50 and shillings and all.
I don't know why we do it, but
penny farthings and all that.
Anyways,
we start this again.
No, keep this going.
I think Terrence
is back.
It's running smooth. I'm back. I'm alive. I made it. I made it, Calvin.
How'd you get on?
Great. Right. Do you know what?
Do you know what that was like? It's like someone handed you a balloon and you busted it. How'd you get on? Great.
Yeah, and I'm going to explain to you why, yeah? Anybody who listens to the podcast will know that, like, I don't travel. It's not my thing. Never did. Not into it. Whatever. And you always tell me to go travelling, yeah? But no words, and I think you're going to articulate yourself very well and you can tell a good story, but none of them have ever enticed me to go see anywhere. So I think it's hard to put into words how good somewhere is or something is. No matter what you do, you just have to see it and do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So there's no point in me coming on here saying, Thailand's beautiful, the islands were great, the sand is white, and the water is see-through, and fucking the bluest water see-through. There's no point, because it doesn't do any justice. You just have to see there. But some of the places were absolutely breathtaking. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, boys. Some places I went there and I was just like that's real. That happened to you anywhere ever?
Yeah, there.
There as well?
Yeah.
Like that Moya Bay?
Moya Bay, yeah. Were you allowed in there?
Yeah.
Were you on the beach?
On the beach, yeah.
You weren't allowed there?
We weren't allowed to swim now, but we were allowed on the beach.
So the film The Beach was made there?
Yeah.
So that's why that's famous? And so many people went to it after that they had to close it because they were damaging the beach and the coral and the reef and all that shit. So we had to pull up in a boat, but you had to say so far back you weren't allowed in there.
Ah, no.
So obviously, during COVID then, it would have been allowed to clean up a lot more. And then
apparently they told us you used to be allowed to swim in it, but you're not allowed to swim in it anymore. But we were on the beach and all. But it was actually a bit ruined, to be honest with you. So it's the most beautiful place on planet Earth, and I'm not going to let anyone question it. And then it was just ruined because there should be a cap on how many people's allowed on the beach. There was hundreds of people on the beach and absolute scandalous carry-ons. by people like getting Instagram pictures and videos and stuff. I'm all fuck, go out, get a picture, get some nice videos.
But people like do catwalks and all.
Like it was and I mean it, and I'm not, I swear to God, I am the least judgy person when it comes to that, because I'm like, just do you, like, you know what I mean? I don't really give a fuck what you do, like, when it comes to that. But some of it was, like, people were literally, like, nudging you out of the way, like, move on, getting a picture.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you for real? Like, just...
That same trip you went on, that was an all-day boat trip?
Let me just explain something real quick as well, just as you said that. It's a 9-hour boat trip, and when it came to the end of it, it's a 9-hour speedboat trip, and when it came to the end of it, and your one was like, so we're heading to the final island, and we're heading home in half an hour. We were 8.5 hours into that boat trip, and I was gutted, because I genuinely felt like we were only 4 hours in. It was the best day of my life. Like, I couldn't believe that was 9 hours straight. Obviously not just on a boat either. You pull up on all these little private islands, like fucking Monkey Island and Maya Bay and all these places, and it's just the best thing I've ever experienced.
So, touching on what you were saying, we went to that Monkey Island and there was no fucking monkeys. But a woman got off a boat and she was in a big, huge dress. Looked like she was going to a wedding, yeah? And she was strutting up and down the beach and she had a fella chasing her with a camera, yeah? And he was getting all these angles and he was running and he fell, yeah? Because he's not looking where he was going, he was watching her and he fell. And me and my mate was sobbing, crying, watching this because our woman didn't stop. She strutted on up the beach then. I was like, yous are all out here, like, dolled up the bits.
Yeah.
They look good. You're not actually enjoying what's around you.
No. And I'm all, this is exactly what I kept saying while I was there. I was like, get your picture and get your videos and get your memories, but then pull it away and take it in.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's the only word that's breathtaking for some of it. And I seen there was a fella there and there was two women, and he was doing this thing where he would record them and they would walk towards the camera and then they would go separate ways as they got to the camera. And they done that, and I am not joking, 65, 70 times in a row on one of the islands. And I was just like, I was dying to go over and ask, why is doing it so many times? Because what is it that you're looking? It's a simple walk towards the camera
and split.
And go and split. So, like, why did you do that? I was dying to ask, but I was like, just enjoy it, like, you know what I mean?
And overall, 30, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think of the people?
The most humble and nicest people I've ever met in my life. Ever. I've never... Every single person. It's hard to even explain. Because I don't even think it's because the country is in ruins and it's like that country's ran into the ground. Like, you see it in Bangkok and Phuket specifically. Like, there, Bangkok's the biggest kip in the whole entire world, by the way, so let me just get that out there. If I go to Thailand, don't go there. We flew into Bangkok. We were meant to stay there about 3 nights. We flew in, landed there at about probably 3 o'clock in the day, walking around, the smell of the place, the people, it was just disgusting. And yeah, so that we just booked the flight the next morning, flew out the next morning. But the people in general, unbelievable.
Mm.
Nicest people in the whole world.
One thing I found about the people is you always felt safe around them. Now, obviously, you had your guards up because you're in a foreign country and it's hustle and bustle. It's very busy and you don't speak the language and you stick out like a sore thumb. No one looks like you. And you're like, I feel like a target here. But I never felt any, I never seen any signs of danger.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever tried to rob you. Yeah. No one ever tried to rip you off. You always knew what you were getting. And they always said, like, how much was, I don't know, how much is that kind of coke? And if they said, it's this amount, it was that amount.
Yeah.
There wasn't extra charges. No. And they didn't try and do this and didn't try and do that. They always, what you're seeing is what you get with them. And they were so grateful for everything.
So listen to this one, Calvin. Yeah, this is a mad one, right? So I fucked up. We booked a boat for 12 o'clock to get to the port for 4:30 in Krabi, yeah? So Krabi's not an island, Calvin.
I thought it was, no.
No, that's what I thought it was until I met an English fellow who told us, like, this is basically just mainland Thailand, yeah? So we had the taxi booked to bring us there for 4:30. So we're in the hotel lobby. Some fella comes in and he's like, taxi? I said, yeah, lovely. Shows me his phone. I just seen 12 o'clock and I didn't see anything else, right? So we get in the taxi and he's driving us and we're about an hour and a half in. And he pulls up outside a police station and he says, okay, go. And I was like, go where? I was like, we have to catch a fucking boat, like we're going to a new island, like. And he was like, no, out to police station. So I was like, what are you talking about? So he pulled his phone out and showed me the message. So I just seen 12 o'clock, but the name was like fucking Anna Thompson. She's obviously someone else in the hotel that needed...
Looking to go to the police station.
Yeah, an hour away, right? So we're like in the middle of nowhere, right? And I changed my mind. He's like, why the fuck did you get me? I said, mate, I'm going to make the mistake. I said, but by any chance, can you bring me to the port?
No.
And he was like, the port is three hours this way. And I was like, yeah, but still.
Please.
We need to make that fucking boat. And he did. He just went, yeah. And he charged me €40. For like 5 hours or 4 hours driving, €40, and I was just like, why would you even say yeah to the live? If that was in Ireland, some fella would blame punch a head in.
He'd be going in to get the guard out, saying, hey, get this.
He'd punch a head in. This fella's just like, okay, €40, like, I'll give you whatever. Get me to the board. But yeah, I'm a stupid cunt, boys. And then I had a few mishaps as well. I nearly died a couple of times, Colin.
Yeah, I think you're a stupid cunt. Just to let you know. You ring me laughing, I was like, I don't find that one bit funny.
Yeah, I think I was laughing with a bit of shock for some of it as well. I do. No, but there's nothing I hate more in the world and with anyone else in the world than it's when you warn me about something
and
I do it and then I fuck it.
Yeah.
And you want me not to go on a motorbike.
Mm.
What'd you do the first day?
Well, the first day I went to Bangkok, so I flew out of Bangkok because it's a kip. Right?
I love how he's like, I didn't do it on the first day, technically.
No, it was the worst. That 48 hours was the worst 48 hours of my life. I was planning on going home. So we flew into Bangkok, it's a kip, booked the flight out the next morning. Next morning, got in the taxi, go to the airport. I leave my phone in the taxi. Yeah?
There it is.
Yeah. So your man drives off. I'm like, fuck, my phone's in the back of the taxi. I sprinted. Thank God it was an airport. I sprinted. So I'm running. I catch him. I say, open that back door. He opens the door, get the phone, come back. So we're in a sweat, all high strung. We need to catch the flight. We're fucking running late as it is. So go on the flight, get the pill care. Horse suitcase doesn't come. So it's still in fucking Bangkok. So I'm like, for fuck's sake, can anything else go fucking wrong on this bleeding trip already? So we're in Phuket and we're like, we get to the hotel and we're like, right, fuck it, what else will we do to kill a bit of time? And Calvin, you and numerous other people warned me, don't go near the fucking motorbikes. But we were already at having a shit time, so we were like, come on, we just got a motorbike and just...
Can't get any worse.
You're having the worst look ever, so you decided to chance your arm at motorbike.
But like, and as well, the thing is, over there, like, everyone just gets on them, so which is so mad. They, like,
the thing I said to you was, Terrence, every single year, I see a new GoFundMe for somebody who's had to be in a motorbike accident in Thailand and they're trying to get home.
Yeah.
And it's like some fella and he's in a hospital and he has tubes and he's on machines and all this and they need like 60 grand to get him home. And I'm like, fuck, like that's serious. And then a few months later, it's a new fella. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So it was like, don't end up in that situation. Don't even give yourself a chance to end up in that situation. And what did you do?
Got a motorbike and crashed it.
How soon after you got the motorbike did you crash it?
I'd say approximately 30 seconds. 30 to 45 seconds after. Close enough to the motorbike shop that your man was able to just run up the street and take the motorbike back that was wrote off. I'm not going to get into all the details. Yeah. Look, it was a bad crash, but I survived it. And it was funny in the end because we survived, but we were blessed. We were blessed, like, you know what I mean? It cost a right few bob, but no one died, one got hurt.
It's not the only thing we told you not to do that you did do. Food was what we were told not to do.
What was I told not to do? Food was.
Don't go near ice and don't go near chicken. And what happened?
Yeah, I forgot about the chicken part, yeah.
And what happened?
I got a pad thai with chicken. Irish. Ended up in a bad way. I'm 24.
I don't even know why you asked me for advice or what you, like suggestions and all. Do you know what I mean? I should just tell him to do stuff that I know he shouldn't do. So I should have told him, get on the bikes and mill as much chicken as possible. He wouldn't have done it.
but then, can we get the... Now, this is a real part, boys, yeah?
What do you mean real? As if no. Like this didn't happen?
No, he nearly died twice.
No, but this the closest to death that I got. This the closest to death.
You're there, what, 30 seconds?
I hate the fact that I'm at the telling them to when people are going to try and find comedic value in them, yeah? or dramatise them. I think I'm dramatising them, yeah? When they're real. But I really nearly died. So, everyone... Whoever... doesn't listen frequently or followers or anything like that, I need to kind of explain to them. I have this ongoing problem thing. We don't know what it is. Some nerve damage somewhere in my face or my head, and it's ongoing. And I get a bout every so often, yeah? And it happened to me. But it happened to me 3 weeks in. Thank the Lord Jesus Christ Almighty, because it stabilised the life out. It's the worst pain I've ever experienced in my whole life. Anyways, I'm in the process of getting that sort. But that kicked into me again 3 weeks in. So it come on to me. And I was in a bad, bad way with pain. Like, boys, I can't stick the pain. Like, I didn't know what I was going to do. And there's only one tablet in the whole world that works for it. And it's a nerve damage tablet. I was able to get it over the counter over there, but I was still in bits. So I went to the hospital, yeah. And in the hospital, they gave me a tablet. And I didn't know what it was. So anyways, I went home. It says, take one tablet a day at night. And everybody knows you take two of every tablet, don't you? Darden, do you? Like,
I wouldn't if I was in Thailand, just in case they're not the same as here.
I didn't, thankfully. Of course. This one I'm getting at, I'm like, thank God, because I wouldn't be here now doing the bonus episode. So I took the tablet and went to bed, and I woke up the next morning. Yeah, grand. Woke up the next morning, I went to take a sip of water. And when I took the sip of water, it went to the back of my throat, but wouldn't get down. But like, it wasn't like I had a sore throat. It just wouldn't. And I was like trying to swallow, right? And I was like... what's going on here? So my throat was closing up. We left the hotel. We were going down to the chemist to ask them what the crack was or whatever. And boys, I nearly collapsed, yeah? So I swear to God, I got lightheaded, I got dizzy, and I fell against a fence, and I was like, fucking hell. So into a taxi, straight to the hospital, brought me into a room, right? And they're asking me what my symptoms are, darling, yeah? So... you know, like in Ireland, like, I think anywhere in the world, I don't think doctors are meant to,
slag you?
No, be dramatic or anything.
Do you know where they're supposed to be calm? They're supposed to be able to deal with any situation and deliver news to you, but remain calm.
So, like, keep you calm.
Yeah, they're not going to come in, but like, you're fucked, mate, because you panic.
It's called bedside manner.
Yeah, so this doctor was asking me, and I was like, I can't swallow, and whatever. So he puts a torch, he tells you to open my mouth and shines a torch in my mouth. And boys, I've never seen a reaction like in my life. He just goes, right? And he's like, oh my God. So there was another nurse in the room and he calls her over and shines the torch in my mouth. She done the exact same reaction, right? And I'm not joking, boys. They go out, they get this other nurse, I'm assuming she was like the head nurse. They bring her in, the exact same reaction. All three, all grasped, they're all like, so I'm like, what's going on? And
they're just jealous they can do that because you can't.
And your man, this is exactly what he did. He clenched his two fists and he banged his knuckles together like this. And he done this throat closing, dead.
Did he say dead?
Dead. Dead, them words, yeah? Just in this throat closing, dead. And I went, what? What does that mean?
Sorry,
must be a language barrier here.
Which part was not clear? The gasp or the dead?
I'll tell you what part wasn't clear. I was like, look, what do you mean by dead, Luke? I was like, am I dying? Or am I dead? Do you know what I mean? But he was trying to explain to me, and he obviously, his English wasn't great, so he just kept saying to me, dead, you're going to die, dead, right? This is all he could say.
Why am I laughing?
So they're trying to rush me to another island and all. And over to another island and all this carry on, there's all this commotion. But I wasn't doing it, so he brought me into a room, gave me two injections, and I fell asleep for 45 minutes. I woke up, shined the torch in my mouth again. He said, oh, thank God, swelling gone down. Here's a sheet of paper. Hands me a sheet of paper. It's in English. The writing on it, I don't know the exact words. It's like, if patient leaves, if I leave the hospital and die, it's not their fault. And that was it. I went out. I didn't sign the waiver, Darden, yeah. I went out and I handed it to the girl at reception and I was like, what's this all about? Like, why are you giving me this thing that's like... And she was the only person in the whole of Thailand who we hated.
I love that you're still unclear on this. What does dead mean? What does this mean if I leave, it's my fault? Someone just explained it to me.
This one was a cheeky little cunt, boys. And I mean a cheeky cunt. I was like, why are you handing me this? Why do I have to sign this? I said. And she's like, waves are heard now. She's like, it's clear. You leave, you die, not us. Is that a chance of candle?
She doesn't sound cheeky. She sounds helpful.
No. She, you know, she's flicking her hair and she's like, you leave, you die, not us. What you want? What you want? All right, you will be. Oh, cheeky cunt.
So, this is going to need to be broke up over weeks.
Yeah, we'd probably get 2 bonuses out of this.
And the rest?
No, but I mean, there's no point in having all that in one episode, Darden, do you get me? So maybe
we haven't even got to the half of it, Harry. This is only the first.
You got battered by the sun?
Oh, the boys, I got bad bones, did it? I never even posted that.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Do you know why I didn't post it? Because I didn't want everyone in the world coming out with the solutions of like, put petty filet on it.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, you think you should... Ah, boys, the amount of stick I got. The amount of stick.
Can I just say something, right? So, a lot of people assumed that I had an easy month because Terence was away. Yeah. March 2024 is probably the busiest month of my life. The day he went away, a girl I work with also went away to Asia. And I had to cover some of her stuff. Yeah. Then a week after that, Harper's ma went away, so I had Harper full time. What else happened to me? Started a new program in the gym, a more intense program. I've been flat out. So people are pulling me and been like, oh, you're enjoying it with the other fella away? And I'm like, no, I'm actually really busy. Like, and everyone's like, yeah, fucking neck of him. And I was like, what's his name? And he's like, mister, I'll never leave Doors Street and all. I'm going to Thailand for a month. Who's he think he is? Right? So as a friend, I wouldn't let anyone be little Terence, you know what I mean? But as a co-host, I completely agree with him. I was like, yeah, fuck him, is right. The neck of him. I get some stick for going away once a year. The fella booked Thailand on 20 minutes notice for a month.
Oh,
he does that. That's his...
But he does, but still. Some neck.
Boys, I got some abuse. But for nothing.
No, warranted. Warranted.
No, but what I mean is, like, I'd put up a picture of a coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
And someone would text me, go, oh, I bet you believe in crystals now. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Why? I just went on a holiday, man. Do you get me? Like, people licked me for going away, for going on a holiday.
But I think they're right.
Another thing, see, this was a conversation as well that I've had. I've never went away. I've been away. I've never booked a holiday on more.
He's trying to justify it now. Stop, will you? Just stop. Here's you're making it worse.
Yeah,
take that shovel off him.
No, I've never booked a holiday on more than 4 weeks notice. Never.
Right.
I would kill me to book a holiday in 2 months or 3 months. It would kill me and do it, boys. I'd hate that country before I got there.
He literally booked on a Friday and I think he went the following Saturday, and then the week in between we had to do 14 podcasts.
Yeah. No, was it? Come here, I could have handled the timing of it. But I did the same in July.
This week's episode was Joe Dowling.
Joe
He's
Dowling.
Texting us weeks. When's that episode out? I was like, I don't know. There's that many podcasts in front of you, pal. I couldn't tell you when that's going
to
be out.
And if you just go on to if you go on to the Talking Bollocks page, you should see that in a lot of the episodes, the recent episodes, are wearing the
exact same clothes. Yeah.
We record so many episodes.
Bart Simpson, same clothes as the show.
And another thing with the bonus episodes, if you go from the first bonus episode in March, to the most recent bonus episode, so being the first one in April, you can hear that. Like, we're so sophisticated, the conversation is so deep, and then it just takes a nosedive, and it's just chaos. Like, there's one of them I'm talking about, I was actually proud of this when I listened back. I was talking about when we see stuff depleting. So like when you think your food is run out or your clothes are gone, you panic and you overcompensate. And I was like, that has to be something to do with the famine. And I'm almost pulling up the generational trauma and all. I was like, that was some shout by me. This is deadly. And then last week's episode, it's like, you eating crisps, I don't tell you to fuck off.
Just went.
That's because we spent about 7 hours in the studio.
Yeah, it did, boys. But I only said to Cam, did I think them last two bonus episodes were the best? They were absolute chaos of the highest order. There was just stick flying.
There's one of them, you're like, you go to answer a question that was like 2 questions ago, and I was like, don't. And then the next question he asks you, you don't answer it. And I was like, you're not going to answer. And you're like, you're telling me not to answer. You're telling me to answer what you want to do. And I was just like, oh, yeah. So what are we going to call this week's? John asked me favourite part. Not what we talk about. It's what the title of the bonus episode.
And you know we have zero control over the titles of these jokes. So I wake up on a Tuesday morning and then at 10 o'clock...
I check
and there's a name on the bonus episode that I
think
no
we
idea.
Should call it. Fuke, I'm going away.
It's actually not a bad chill.
Right, we wrap it up. Terry, what's the email?
The email is...
for sending in questions.
talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. Send in your questions, dilemmas, whatever the fuck you have going on.
Fun facts, fun stories.
So send in whatever you want. And, stay safe out there. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your wings in it now. Fill your body a tent. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that, the hypnotic. Come down.